Okay, so here are the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter 10. And the Rebbe dated 9th of Tevis, Tavshi Yud Zayin, Shalom Avrocha. And the Rebbe says that he received in a timely way his letter with the redemption of soul note that was enclosed there from the very clear special day of 19th of Kislev, the day of redemption and the redemption of our souls. So this was a student. He asked the Rebbe, he was hesitant to accept a position in this school. He was still a student in yeshiva, but he was kind of hesitant to take a job in the school for various different reasons. He was worried that the students are not going to listen to him, that he's not a tough one, he's not a disciplinarian, things like that. The Rebbe goes through, and we studied this letter. This was letter number 3,881. But also, the Rebbe tells him to about getting paid salary. The Rebbe told him over there that he should look into what the other people get paid over there. He should get, you know, equivalent to what the salaries, what it goes by. That's what he should take. So I guess he was concerned that if he gets paid for it, then that he will no longer be considered a student of the yeshiva, a tamim. So the Rebbe says, by accepting a salary, you're not going to lose anything. You're just, it's only an addition. It's not taking away. What you are now. You're a tamim. A tamim one learns in the yeshiva. But you're going to get an additional, you're going to be a teacher too. You're going to be a mashgiach. But it's not to take away anything. And the Rebbe says that he's hopeful that starting from Rosh Hashanah of Chassidus, which is Yutus Kislev, and Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus, the way of Chassidus, so the Rebbe says you have added also in your own personal matters in a measure that you become, as the Rebbe uses the language, Toifeyach Amanas Lahatfiach. You become so moist so you can make others moist, because you have to now not just worry about yourself, about being a yeshiva student, but you also became a supervising, a mashgiach for the students as well. Because since you have to add to them, you have to add on yourself additional to it. And Rebbe says, it's known that during the different seasons of the years, all the things that were extended and the flow that came during those days in the past, they continue on during the anniversary. They continue to have that same similar impact and flow of blessings and everything, as the verse says about Purim, that it says these days are remembered and then they're made. So the Rebbe says, so it means also that there was a ruling in the heavenly court, which the Rebbe quotes, that everybody who goes in the footsteps of the Alter Rebbe, they will be a hand on the top. So that is renewed again, because it's that time of year again. Especially as the Alter Rebbe explains in the Geras HaKodesh, that it's not only there's additional to the light that was the previous year, that's what it appears, but there's a new light. Look in there, the Rebbe says. And the Rebbe says especially that in the meantime, there was Chanukah days, 8 lamps. 8 represents higher than the world circle. The circle is 7 days. 8 means that it sort of guards the circle. It's above the circle. It's much greater than the circle. So the Rebbe is trying to tell him that you had all these special days to increase, to become more yourself and give over to the students more. The 8th is so much higher than the 7th, because the 8th sort of keeps and guards the Hekef. It's called Shomer HaHekef. It watches over the other 7. As explained also in the saying of our sages, that in the future to come, the harp will have 8 strands. It says that the harp of King David, and that they played in the temple, the Beis HaMikdash, had 7 strings. But in the future to come, it'll have 8 strings. But in the Beis HaMikdash, there was only 7 strings. For the Rebbe said these were great opportunities, and the Rebbe blesses him for good news and all of the above. So the Rebbe is very much encouraging and telling him that taking a salary isn't going to take away from his status of being a Tamim, so you should go ahead and do that. But the Rebbe says, as you're a Mashgiach, you have to increase, because you have to become wet enough to moisten others.